Long ago, the Hebrew people lived as slaves in Egypt. Pharaoh, the ruler of the land, made them work very hard. The people cried out to God for help. I am who I am, their God, heard their prayers. I am sent Moses to lead the people out of Egypt. Moses went to the palace many times to ask Pharaoh to let them go, and every time Pharaoh said no. He didn't want to lose his slaves. Finally, I am told Moses to prepare the Israelites. Ask your Egyptian neighbors for gold, silver, and clothes, I am instructed. You will need them for the journey. So the people went to their neighbors and gathered everything they needed. I am called the people to remember the day they left slavery behind. The Lord God told them to celebrate with a special meal. Take a lamb or goat, roast the animal, and cook a meal to remember. Eat bitter herbs to remember how bitter your slavery was. Eat bread made without yeast to remember that your bread had no time to rise before your long journey. Pharaoh sent for Moses. The Egyptian king was furious. I've changed my mind. Get out of my sight, Moses, you and all your people. Pack up your belongings and leave right now. Moses ran back to tell the people it was time. Finally, after all these years, they could leave. There was so much to do. Everything had to be packed up in a hurry. Everyone helped. Moms and dads, boys and girls, aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas, all helped. Some readied the animals. Some made bread dough and wrapped it in cloth. There was no time to lose, so they took the bread before it could rise. Others packed up the gold, silver, and clothes. They loaded pots, knives, and sleeping mats onto oxen. Moses started walking through the streets, and the people followed. As they walked, more and more people joined. Soon, thousands and thousands of people were following Moses. They had worked together, and now they were free. The people gave thanks to God. God had helped them. It would be a long journey, but they knew that I am, the Lord God, would be with them every step of the way.